In the early 1960s, Detroit had one of the highest standards of living in the country, but not everyone shared in the wealth. And in 1967, Detroit's undercurrent of unrest burst to the surface. The riot of July 1967 was the worst civil disturbance in American history, and today the neighborhood where it all went down is still trying to come back up. On a bright blue Detroit morning, a bold red helicopter pierces the neighborhood reverie.
Is that the news?
Denise Gray watches from the corner of Taylor and Woodrow Wilson in the city's Virginia Park neighborhood. As cameras capture a peaceful scene, her mind's eye conjures the memory of a much darker day.
Smoke. Nothing but smoke.
She was just a little girl during those five violent days in the summer of love. In 1967, Detroit blazed outside her door, two blocks off Woodward.
You heard a lot of shouting, and you saw people just running and running and using profanity, just totally upset. It was very shocking. My aunt lived about a block from 12th and was on the phone with her, and she just described a picture of horror.
Today, Virginia Park is a ghost of its old glory. The bustling shops that lined 12th Street, reborn as Rosa Parks Boulevard, are gone. Many homes are in disrepair. In spots, waist-high weeds burst through broken sidewalks. George Adams Jr. lives nearby. He's the president of the West Euclid, West Philadelphia Street Neighborhood Association.
3-5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, it was more dense, more populated, more people. There were a lot of people that were active in the area. And from then to now, it's despair.
Adams blames this blight on the foreclosure crisis that struck Detroit in the last decade. It's still a big problem. But Adams is looking to some new projects that could jumpstart this part of the Motor City. A private developer wants to refurbish the shuttered Herman Kiefer Hospital. In June, the Henry Ford Hospital on West Grand broke ground on a new cancer center. And across the street, the Motown Museum is planning its own $50 million expansion. It all makes George Adams hungry for progress.
So we're right in the middle. We have two pieces of wheat bread, and I guess we're going to determine what we are. Is it going to be peanut butter and jelly, or are we going to be bologna and cheese or something like that? But eventually, it's going to be a good sandwich.
Detroit is eager to bite into the future, but it has not forgotten the bad aftertaste of the past. Work crews are laying fresh concrete at the northeast corner of Rosa Parks Boulevard in Claremont. This is where the old Economy printing building once stood, and the after-hours blind pig that Detroit police raided on July 23, 1967. This is where the bottles, the bricks, and later the bullets started flying. The blind pig is no more. Today, Gordon Park stands in its place. Tony McDuffie is the deputy director of Central Detroit Christian, a neighborhood revitalization agency. As revitalization slowly takes hold, McDuffie hopes the park will be an oasis for new families moving in and a reminder that improvement has not come overnight.
It's people who've been here for 50 and 60 years who have said, I'm not leaving Detroit. I'm going to die here. I'm going to stay here.
People like Denise Gray. She's well aware how the story of 1967 affects her city today. That's why she wants to write the next chapter now in 2017.
I have a lot of confidence, and that's why I'm still here, and that's why I have no intentions of moving.
Reflections of the way life still could be. In Detroit, I'm Kevin Lavery for WKAR News.